Basketball, or the Native American version of it known as res ball, is incredibly popular among certain Native communities, in particular the Navajo Nation. Chinle High School is located in a town of fewer than 5,000 residents and has developed a very loyal following and achieved significant success on the court. Michael Powell of the New York Times spent the 2017-2018 season with the Chinle High men's team, 25 years after he and his wife lived in nearby Fort Defiance. And Powell's with me to talk about his new book, Canyon Dreams, a basketball season on the Navajo Nation. Michael, we know that trust is an important part of what reporters, nonfiction writers need to gain from their subjects. How challenging was that for you in this situation?
So much of that was really being based there. I mean, I went to live there for the season, actually a bit before the season and a bit after, and I had already been out there a couple of times writing articles for the New York Times in this same place, Chinle. And a lot of it was just, you know, continuing to show up and to kind of, and to, as you say, it's a, you know, it's a culture that is certainly not unfriendly, but it's kind of nonlinear. I mean, it's not a place where you come in and, you know, immediately set up 9 interviews and kind of work your way through a list. And that's probably for the better for them and also ultimately for me as a writer. And that you just have to kind of give it time and keep showing up and keep talking to people and show a willingness to go out to where they live. Usually that would lead to a meal with an extended family, some of these very extended families. And just over time, you know, it's like a flower very slowly opening up. And frankly, it was healthier for me. I mean, it was better reporting.
Michael, basketball has a hold on a lot of us, but not in the cultural sense necessarily, at least not for the majority of us. And yet, when it comes to basketball, res ball, what is it about that particular game or that particular high school with the game? It's not just community support. It's something even deeper than that.
Oh, it's completely right. It's a passion play. It's not just the boys who are playing on that team. It's their parents, both men and women who have played, their grandparents, both men and women who have played, their great-grandparents. I mean, it's a I've never seen anything like it. Chinle is a town of about 3,500 people. Their arena sits 7,000 and many nights would have 4,000 or 5,000 people there, who many of whom would travel 2 or 3 hours. And I think that the reason for that is probably found in part in culture. I mean, it is a communal culture, and, you know, in which really to kind of sometimes in a way to stick out is not a primary value. It's to kind of work in as a team. So that very much lends itself to that. Running is also an enormous part of, as I'm sure your audience knows, Native American culture, whether that's Hopi or Navajo or the Pueblo tribes. And, you know, so you kind of combine that. And then actually, one other thing is everybody of a certain generation was forced to go to Bureau of Indian Affairs schools, or near everybody. And one of the way, and this often involved tremendous dislocation from their families, from their culture. And one of the things that they did there was play basketball. Again, because I think it appealed to them on a number of levels, probably some of them inchoate. And all of that adds up to this passion.
There are too many characters for me to ask you about a short interview like this, but can you pick out a couple that you want to talk about, that folks that you saw growth, or you saw them in such a deeper sense that they were, you know, more than just young basketball players?
Well, one of them was, I mean, one of the characters that came to mind was Josiah Sosi, who was a little guy. He's about 5'4", so a point guard, played, you know, very, very tough defense, is a great runner. I mean, literally would run to practice, which was a 4 or 5 mile run, you know, then run 2 hours at practice and then run home. And he was, like many of the young men on the team, he was incredibly thoughtful, also somewhat, you know, I think suspicious. Look, I'm a, you know, I'm an Anglo. I'm certainly not of his generation. But I mean, it wasn't unfriendly. It was just kind of like, well, you know, who are you? and what is this about? And I think that, and some of that, I think suspicion as well grew out of his own background, because his, as actually as he talked about quite eloquently, I mean, his father, they had had a very close-knit family. His father, by his account, ran into real drinking problems, left the family, had affairs, and it kind of left him, you know, not quite, you know, I mean, sometimes suspicious, but also just kind of like, so what are you about, right? Kind of look, you know, cocking his head a little bit. And to see him become, I mean, it was very nice to see him finally accept me, but it was also interesting to see him become a leader on that team.
Based on what you know about the people, the players, the team, what do you see for them going forward? Are you going to keep in touch? And how closely aligned can you be with them from now on?
It's a great question. I mean, I've tried to stay in touch, and in fact, the occasional genius of Facebook is I've been able to stay in touch with actually more of them than I might have thought when I first left. And I, in fact, went up. This was not a teammate, but I write at one point of a boy who was the valedictorian of the class and who ended up literally at Harvard. And I went up, in fact, and had dinner with him a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I, you know, it's an interesting relationship because I am older. So I, you know, there's a part of me that I kind of hold my breath for some of them, right? And some of them are going to do and are doing just fine. And Cooper Burbank, who's going to be the star in this year's team, is, you know, from a very intact family, is a good student, and is going to go to college. And that's, you know, he's off and flying. And there are others that are a little more lost. And there is this, you know, one of the things I try to deal with a lot in the book is this tension between, do you stay or do you go? Do you leave the reservation and their land, between their sacred peaks, and go off into the land of the Anglo, or do you stay? And if you stay, what do you do? As to basketball, they're going to be fine. I mean, they went to, I guess, the semifinals last year. They're going to have a real good team this year. I mean, Raul Mendoza, the coach, has a real system going. And at this point, I think he's got kids buying in. It's the off the court that is the great challenge for all of those guys.
That is Michael Powell. He is the author of Canyon Dreams, A Basketball Season on the Navajo Nation. Michael, great to talk with you. Thanks very much.
Oh, same here. Thanks a lot.